though as he raised his head, both eyes burned with remorseless hatred for his captor.
I would sooner be eaten by the fishes of the sea than serve you, rat!
Gabul continued as if he had not heard the prisoner.
You can do it, Joseph, I know you can. A bell tower, strong enough to hold a great bell, right on top of my fort, where the whole world will hear it.
Joseph pulled forward, straining at the chain in the enclosed space, his voice shaking with pent-up rage.
Never! I would not soil my pores with your mad ideas and evil schemes! That bell was made for the Badger, the Lord of Salamandastra, an enemy of all sea scum! It will never ring for you!
Gabul drew his sword and clashed it against the cell bars.
Hell's guts! Do you think I care who it was made for, you fool? The bell is mine now, mine to do what I like with. Its voice will sound for me alone. I, Gabul, warlord of the waves, say this.
Joseph slumped down, shaking his head in despair.
You're mad, completely insane and evil. Kill me. Do what you want with me. I don't care anymore.
Gabul sheathed his sword, drawing close to the bars. He whispered low.
And your daughter?
The bellmaker's face betrayed the agony his mind was suffering.
No, no, please. You wouldn't harm her. You couldn't. She's so young and... Don't you dare hurt my daughter.
Gabul now sorely regretted drowning the bellmaker's daughter. Still, if the old buffoon thought she was alive, there might be a bit of fun here. Gabul decided to toy with his victim.
If you build my bell tower, I will let you see her again. But not until you've carried out the work.
Joseph tugged at the chain. He bit his lip until blood showed, torn by the decision he knew he had to make.
Gabul, listen, I would not put a single stone atop another for you. Why? Because it would mean death, torture, or slavery for countless other good creatures. Don't you understand, rat? My conscience would not let me. After I saw what they did to the captain and crew of our ship when sea rats captured us. I know it means that I may never see my young one again. It tears my heart apart, but I must do the right thing for the sake of others.
Gabul summoned up all his cunning, his black soul driving him onto wickedness, belying the smile on his face as he threw his claws wide.
Very stubborn, Joseph. But I can see that you're a good creature. Sometimes I wish I'd never been born wicked, but decent like you. I suppose I'll have to think up something else now. But, hark, bellmaker, I'm sure you'd like to see your daughter again, wouldn't you, matey?
Tears of gratitude beaded in the unsuspecting prisoner's eyes.
She means more to me than anything. Please let me see her.
Gabul took the keys from a wall spike.
Hell's gates. I must be getting soft in my old age. Come on, then!
They stood in the banqueting hall, barbarian and bellmaker. Joseph looked around him, dragging his chains as he did.
Where is she?
Gabul touched the great bell with his sword.
Not so far, shipmate. If you won't build me a bell tower, then at least tell me what these little pictures and strange words round the top and bottom of my bell mean.
Joseph shuffled anxiously around the bell, his mind preoccupied with thoughts of his daughter, as he reluctantly read off the rhyme at its base.
I will ring for wedding times when two hearts unite. I will toll the hours out, all daytime and through night. I will wake good creatures up from their beds each morning, or toll when they're in danger. A clear and brazen warning for all the family, son and daughter, husband and good wife. I will boom a sad farewell when they must leave this life. For many great occasions, for many different reasons, listen, and my voice you'll hear throughout the changing seasons. Though I may boom, clang, peal, or toll, command and use me well, but hark, beware the evil ones who would misuse this bell.
Kabul stared hard at Joseph.
Trash! I'll have it filed off one day. What about the little drawings and pictures around the top? What do they mean, Bellmaker?
Joseph spread his shackled paws.
Only the Lord of Salamandastra knows that. He gave me a parchment with those drawn upon it. Who knows what goes through the minds of the great badger rulers of the Fire Mountain? They are creatures of destiny. I've told you all I know. Now, can I see my daughter?
Kabul led him to the open window.
Of course, matey. I can't show you the exact spot where she lies, but I can show you how to find her.
For Kabul, it was but the work of a moment. One swift push.